You, of course, are listening to Divinal Intervention. This is episode 3 from season 2, and it is entitled, Africa is a Really Big Country. So if you're a regular listener, first of all, thank you very much, and you are awesome, of course. But besides that, you are familiar with the 3-part series we did in season 1 featuring the history of ska music, where we traced it from its roots in Jamaica to the UK revival in the early 80s, and then back across the Atlantic to the United States. And that was a really great trip. If you haven't heard it, please go back to season 1 and give that a listen. This season, we've decided we're going to have a series dedicated to the music of Africa. And as our title today indicates, there's a lot of music in Africa. So unfortunately, there are only certain countries we're going to be able to carry. We're going to give you snapshots from a few of the most prominent countries as far as popularity of their contemporary music. And we'll also along the way try to point you some artists and styles from other countries that we're not going to cover, but that we think you might be interested in. So bottom line, we hope you enjoy the series. We hope you learn some new music or rehear music that you used to listen to or were familiar with and had forgotten. And more importantly, we just hope you're going to share with us either on Instagram or Twitter your favorite music from Africa so we can expand our horizons as well. This is kind of a give and take. You know, we love exposing you to new music, and we certainly hope that you'll participate in the process. Now, on a personal note, I trace my interest in African music to the early 80s and Peter Gabriel and his WOMAD project. And again, that's WOMAD. That was the World of Music, Arts, and Dance, which was an organization that Peter Gabriel started, which was intended to expose, I think at that time, the UK, but I think the greater Europe, about the music from Africa. And so what they'd do is they would put on a series of concerts with some of the more popular UK artists at the time, from Peter himself to bands like Echo and the Bunnymen, the English Beat, XTC. And again, they'd put on concerts that would include African artists, some traditional, some contemporary, and then some remixed or remastered versions of their own songs, and put those on albums trying to raise money for the project. And so they did release 2 albums. The first was a double album called Music and Dance, and a second one called Raindrops Pattering on Banana Leaves. I imagine they're pretty hard to find. Fortunately, I've got my own copies, but if you're ever in a music store or you're at a yard sale or garage sale and you see these, you absolutely must pick them up. So anyway, with these WOMAD albums, along with a couple other sources, I think, you know, the Talking Heads with Brian Eno, when they started to introduce polyrhythms and things like that, especially on Remain in Light. And then, of course, they integrated those sounds throughout the latter part of their career. But also a producer extraordinaire, Bill Laswell, his Celluloid label, put a lot of these artists on the map as well and really lit the fuse for me back in the 80s. So let's get started. I imagine you are expecting, with a hat tip to Paul Simon or some of the artists that he introduced to the United States, that I would start with the obvious choice, and that would be South Africa. But if you are a regular listener, you know me a lot better than that by now. We instead will start on the west coast of Africa in a country called Senegal. Oh, and before we get started, please excuse the pronunciations. That's going to be an ongoing issue, I am sure. And just to let you know, the title of this episode is an inside joke with my teenagers, whose classmates tend to be a little geographically challenged. And so Africa is a really big country. So we're going to start with Yosu Ndour. There is, of course, a direct line from Peter Gabriel to Yosu Ndour, as they collaborated on the song Shaking the Tree. And that was a reasonably popular hit that Gabriel put on his Greatest Hits album, but Endure included on his album called The Lion. And so here is the title track from The Lion, from Yosu Endure. All right, so that track is rather poppy and energetic, which I think is probably not what you might be expecting from the music of Senegal. But here is another track from that same album, The Lion, and this one's called Kok Barma. Malay. So in the spirit of collaboration with Western artists and rounding out the coverage of Yosu and Dur, I'm including here a duet, but not the one we discussed with Peter Gabriel. Instead, we are going to play a song with Nina Cherry, who was the daughter of free jazz trumpeter Don Cherry, if you did not know that. And Nina Cherry helps with this one, which I think you may recognize because it was quite popular in the 90s. And this is a song called 7 Seconds.
J'assume les raisons qui nous poussent de changer tout. J'aimerais qu'on oublie leur couleur pour qu'ils espèrent. Beaucoup de sentiments, de race qu'il faut qu'ils désespèrent. Je veux les gamins ouverts, les amis pour parler de leur peine, de leur joie pour qu'ils le vivent. Des infos qui ne divisent pas, changer.
7 seconds away, just as long as I stay. Just as long as I stay, I'll be waiting, I'll be waiting, I'll be waiting.
Okay, the next artist we're going to feature in our travels to Senegal is a band called Toure Kunda. And they released a really, really good greatest hits package on Celluloid Records. Again, the Bill Laswell project. And the name of that greatest hits release is called Dance of the Leaves. And I would definitely invite you to try and find that. But we're instead going to feature songs today from their 1980 release called Emma Africa. And so again, let's start it with the title track. Here is Emma.
Good. bane agudang into
kema okudo to kita kema okudo to kita kema okudo to kita kema okudo to kita
ma oya na jiri sigi ni
So, of course, that's got much more of a reggae feel to it, which is likely why I enjoy it so much. So a little bit different in style from Yosu Endure, but again, they're releasing these music, respective musics around the same time. So we're in the early 80s again with the music of Senegal. So here's another track from Emma Africa, and here's a song called On Vera Ka.
On verra ça.
Tu m'as fait travailler
sans assez payer, sans assez payer.
Et je suis épuisé
de toutes ces corvées, de toutes ces corvées.
Maman mané, maman mané, maman mané balanta.
On verra ça.
Now, it's possible that you have heard of Touré Kunda, but were not fully aware of it. And the reason I say that is they were featured on Carlos Santana's huge, huge hit album called Supernatural. And it was a song called Africa Bamba. And I thought about playing that. It is tempting to play you that one, but it really features Santana, I think, much more than Ture Kunda, and does not give you a real good idea of what their music sounds like, independent of the Western influence. And so I have decided instead to invite you to listen to your Supernatural album again and pay special attention to Ture Kunda's participation. But instead, I'm going to feature another song off the Emma Africa release from 1980, and it's a song called Samala. This next artist is going to transport us to a fictional African country. The artist, of course, is from Senegal, but he is going to take us to a place called Wakanda. For those of you who have seen it, in the opening scenes of Black Panther, there's a beautiful long tracking shot, which features an unmistakable voice on its soundtrack. And that voice belongs to none other than Baba Mal. Because I was familiar with his music, I knew immediately when I heard it. You know, I was in the theater, a wonderful movie, of course, but I was in the theater, strapped in for a couple hours of entertainment. And when I heard the voice of Baba Mal, it was, again, unmistakable to me. And, of course, I shared that with my wife, which made me look like a big shot, because when we saw the credits at the end, of course, Baba Mal's name was on that. And, look, I'll take my small victories where I can have them. So here is from the motion picture soundtrack to the movie Black Panther, a song called Wakanda, which features Baba Mal.
Idiga njiri Nematoo
Now, that track is not fully indicative of Mal's work, but that particular song on the Black Panther soundtrack is very reminiscent of a song called Prayer Call, which appears on the soundtrack to the movie Last Temptation of Christ. And of course, the soundtrack to Last Temptation of Christ was put together by who else but Peter Gabriel. So here we have Peter Gabriel again bringing Baba Mal to the masses. But again, that's one aspect of Mal's work. Some of his is a bit more poppy, a little bit more contemporary. And so here's one from his live album from Royal Albert Hall. So this one, as discussed, is going to test my pronunciation skills. Here is a song called Duaria.
Merci.
Dakke pon kote lede tingel mona เปเนลอมบาเดพระเฮลามจงกอตบวัดยามจอนเดจากกำจะเจยามแทงทีมาวับปามิฮอดามาเลเนจังวับปามิฮอดามาเลเนจัง Dangore kam dalam miyaha, do puta ay dunguri kam na nyangori
And finally, from that same Royal Albert Hall live album, here is Baba Mal with a song featuring ska and reggae legend Ernie Ranglin. And now you see how this stuff all ties together, right? Ernie Ranglin is someone who we discussed in our Roots of Jamaican Ska episode. He did work with Studio One in Jamaica, and here he is working with Baba Mal in concert in England. Unfortunately, the song we are going to feature is actually 12 minutes long, which is one of the difficulties of putting together this podcast when you feature certain kinds of music like we did with the fusion jazz and now with some of the African music. You can only excerpt some of these songs for reasons of intellectual property concerns. And the clip that I'm going to play from this larger song, unfortunately, is not going to have Ernest Ranglin in it. But again, I invite you to listen to it on your own if you enjoy the works of Ernest Ranglin. But here's a great song called Coney.
Hey, ina wana wana ta kutindol Hakunde mana ya ali alio Hakunde ali mana alio Dine, panka wana do Wana wana tako tindul Akonde mana ya ali alio Akonde ali mana alia
Kula hi
Kwani ya kwani 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 ya kwani Kwani wana Kwani ya kwani 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 ya kwani Koni wana Koni ya koni 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 ya koni Koni wana Koni ya koni 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 ya koni Koni wana Adio imauna Adio Yele nade mina Adio Puchi mana yido adio, yedi nengar deriu adio, yedi nengar darau adio. Yende o imiya tangu gele ma. Sargari do ande tangu gele ma. Ma puchi arabo ko tangu gele ma.
So there you have it. This is our brief tour through some of the music of Senegal. We certainly hope you've enjoyed it. We look forward to continuing this series. And I believe, as a preview, we likely, and don't hold me to this, but we likely will be featuring music of Nigeria next time. So if you are a fan, definitely tune in. If you are unfamiliar, definitely tune in. Anyway, we hope you enjoyed today's show. Have a great week, and we'll talk with you soon.